Welcome to the MCM Podcast. We are a group of friends who bonded over one card game that now play way too many games, and more. Join us for monthly gaming conversation about our favorite tabletop experiences on the Minis, Cards, and More podcast. Issue 102, MCM Rebirth. Today, we have several of our hosts with us. We have myself, Kennedy Hawk. Hey, that's me. And we've got two other hosts with us right now, and maybe one that will join us here in a little bit. We've got Crimson. How's it going, Crim?
It's going pretty good.
It's going super intergalactic stellar, huh?
Yes.
We've also got Hone, a.k.a. Terrence. How's it going, Terrence?
Pretty good. You know, it's always good when you make it to Friday.
It's good to make it to Friday, especially when there's only a few more Fridays before Con of Heroes. Although that makes me more anxious than it should.
We try not to talk about it.
We try not to talk about that anxiety. We bury it deep inside. Well, welcome to MCM Podcast. We have had for a long time the Marvel Champions monthly podcast. And you may have noticed that we've had to sort of slow our content to a monthly cadence recently just because all of our lives got a little bit too crazy. And previously, we had started saying we were going to start doing other content, so we became Marvel Champions and More. And that More stuff has taken up a very large chunk of our life, like work. And I'm actually teaching a second job now, so two works, I guess, and all sorts of other stuff. But we still get together, and we still love playing games, including Marvel Champions. So we want to get back to form, and we're kicking that off here with our April episode. And we wanted to introduce everybody to the new show we're going to be running, which is sort of just the old show, but with different and extra stuff. So we're still keeping our MCM acronym, because we will always have our Marvel Champions roots, and we will continue to play and cover that game. But we are now going to be, what is... Drumroll into my microphone. Terrence, do you want to give us the new podcast show name?
Yeah, we're going with Minis, Cards, and More to
Minis,
celebrate.
Cards and More. Love it.
Yeah, you know, the thing we said, the whole More bit, trying to, you know, lean into that more.
The only thing we kept was the More. We're kind of jerks, huh? But to make sure our fans know and our listeners know that we're not giving up on Marvel Champions, it doesn't mean that we're not making content for that game still. We've all gotten together last week to discuss the future of the show and what we want to do and what we want to talk about. And everybody agreed that we still want to get together once a month and talk about all the different games we've been playing. I play all sorts of games with people in the Marvel Champions Discord beyond just Marvel Champions. So at the end of each month, the fourth Friday of each month, we'll be releasing an episode that is all four hosts talking about whatever games we played that month. And as you can tell, on this fourth Friday of the month, we have all four hosts with us. Right, Addercop? Right?
You add that right. In later, right?
We definitely committed to that. Okay, anyway, normally we're going to have all four hosts on the last Friday of the month. And then on the second Friday of each month, I think we decided we're going to release a Marvel Champions specific episode. So this first episode, Hone and I will be recording at Con of Heroes, and then it'll release on that second Friday. So we'll have a more regular cadence where you can always remember, oh, it's halfway through the month, there's going to be a Marvel Champions episode, and oh, it's the end of the month, they might talk about Marvel Champions and all that other stuff they've been playing. So I'm super excited because I think this is going to be really fun. On the alternating Fridays, we're still going to have an open rotating slot where people could pop in and record, but it won't be all of the hosts. Crim and Addercop might do a Magic Commander episode, because I know Crimson loves Commander. And Hone and I might do one on the Transformers deck building game or something like that. So we have sort of an open slot and thread each week where people can pop in and say, hey, I want to record about this. It's only going to be 30 minutes, but let's still record it so we can talk to people about the fun stuff we do in life. The Minis, Cards, and More of our lives. So, with that being said, let's talk about it. How do we all feel about the new direction of the show? I actually have some questions prepared, almost like I'm a prepared person, but I wrote them 5 minutes
ago. So, does this mean that Crimson gets to talk about, you know, the hundreds of dead card games he loves?
Oh, yes. That card game con is very, very fun.
Dude, we're going Star Wars CCG Decipher 1996, and we're going Star Trek 2nd Edition Decipher.
Wait, don't people still play that, right? Decipher?
Like, oh, yeah. There's still council that makes... Yeah, they still make new cards every couple months. New cards come out for that.
Well,
Do you still consider Netrunner a dead card game then?
Yes, I consider it a dead card game if the original publisher is not producing physical cards.
Was it ever alive? Just kidding. I wanted to prompt us with some questions for discussion here, so people can know that we're real people too. We're not just computers programmed to say these things on your show. We had a very deep, long discussion about this over the past couple weeks and figuring out what we wanted to do. So I wanted to ask each of you, what are you most excited about with our rebranding and spinning of MCM? So we'll go to Crimson first. What are the top three things that you're excited about going forward with the show?
I get to talk about Star Wars a lot more. I like card games. I've always been a card game person. I mean, I've been playing card games since 1993, and they're always been my passion. Other than video games and anime, card games have been something that I've been playing since I was, 13 years old. And I'm always excited to talk about pretty much any card game, even if it's a card game I don't play. Like when you wanted to talk about One Piece, I'm like, let's do it. Tell me more.
All right, let's go to Terrence. What are you most excited about?
I think anyone who's playing Marvel Champs is excited about card games, so I also fall in that bucket. I think we saw this at Con of Heroes, like that last Sunday, or the Sunday of the con, people bring all these kind of games. And so I think it's really just about kind of channeling that spirit that I think is just so prevalent in the Marvel Champions community, is that people play a lot more than just Marvel Champions, right?
That's fair. I think every time Terrence and I meet up in real life, we play a different game. And every time we do that, you ask me this question and you're like, how do you even play all your games? Do you even play them? And it's embarrassing. I have like 200 games in my house and I probably play each one once, which I would love to do more of. So I'm excited to like explore my game closet again and say like, hey, I haven't played that game forever. I should play it. And then I can talk about it on the show. For me, gaming is like a real big stress relief. So in this... Since January, there was a bit of a snafu with some of my work paperwork, and I ended up having to have two jobs instead of one job. So working 60 hours instead of 40 hours, it turns out, is really hard. So for me, like, my gaming time is like my de-stress time, but also recording this show and getting to talk to each other is like a huge mental health boost for me. Like, I love talking to you guys. I love talking to people on Discord. So getting back to that and having a structured plan for it is something that I'm super excited about, because I think that getting to share those games and experiences from my closet with people is really going to make me value them more, but it's also going to like make me more excited to like get back into them and play them and do that mental health like maintenance that I need to do as a human being. I got deep. Sorry. I had the answers because I knew the questions ahead of time. You both get C's. Yeah. I get an A. I'm just kidding. So... my next question, to let everybody know that we're all real humans, what about this change gives you the most like unease or anxiety? I think we all like are scared to go away from Marvel Champions. So we'll go with Krim first again and see what he's got to say.
I mean, the big thing is you always worry about, are people going to care about anything we're talking about now versus before? You know, they came here for Marvel Champions content, and now we're talking about Star Wars, or we're talking about Arkham Horror, or something else. And
or Rangers.
it does, make you go, hold on. Well, hopefully they're here for us and not just, Marvel Champions. And I know that we all have different personalities. We're all pretty laid back, and the way we conduct the podcast is also... more of a campfire, get together, not just a scripted. I mean, honestly, we rarely do scripts. Like it is usually, hey, what's going on today? Let's talk about the new thing that came out. And we'll still be doing that, but we'll also be talking about other games that we're enjoying.
That's fair. That's fair. What about you, Terrence? What are you most anxious or nervous about going forward? These are hard questions. Sorry, I didn't tell them we were doing this ahead of time. I apologize.
You know, I'm most nervous about getting hard questions. I think that's the answer, right? No, I mean, I think I was originally, you know, I shared the same concerns as Krim. Like, I think our fan base is came here first for Marvel Champions, probably. If you don't know very much about, you know, pods that are out there, you like, you're googling a thing, you probably land on MCM as one of the podcasts that you listen to. So just may not fall in line with what people are expecting. So hopefully people are coming around for the ride. But, you know, I hope people find other kind of games and things or, you know, also share some of those passions. So I'm hoping that comes around. And I think the fact that we're recording more now, I think that's the plan. And people are still going to get their regular Marvel Champions content. I think should be just a general boon for anyone who's listening.
Yeah, my biggest fear is people will stop associating my name with the hero Hawkeye, and I can't have that. So it's very important to my life.
Do you bring arrows to all your other board games?
I definitely play a ranger in every D&D game I play. What else would I play? Garbage.
Paladin, all the way, 100%.
Disgusting. Protection player garbage. I have the same anxieties, right? I love Marvel Champions. I'm still playing Marvel Champions. I've finally got my Age of Apocalypse box. I've been waiting forever for it because our store like got Next Evolution boxes, and then they got a packing slip that had listings for Age of Apocalypse, but it wasn't in the box, so they had to like wait another week for things to come in from the distributor. But we finally have the box here. Our group is getting together to play it, so I'm super excited to dive into it and get to play all of it before Con of Heroes. But I am nervous. Like, I don't want to lose our community. We have a really cool community, and I agree with what Krim said. Like, I feel like our content and our show is best when we're just a group of friends, like, hanging out and talking about the games we played. My biggest fear is that, like, we only like each other because of Marvel Champions, and now we're all going to hate each other. But I don't think that's actually going to happen. That's a fake fear. It's a pseudo fear. But I think that the biggest fear for me is losing connection with some of the people in the community that are really focused on Marvel Champions. But the nice thing about Champions is since it kind of like came out and really had its growth spurt during the pandemic, I think a lot of people that play Marvel Champions, it was like their gateway game into a ton of other games. So I'm excited to talk about those other games as well. And bring the Marvel Champions community some of that information. And maybe bring people that, you know, if we talk about Lost Runes of Arnak, and I talk about that for an episode, and someone listens to it because of that, and they say, oh, I should listen to those people again, and maybe bring them into the Marvel Champions community. So the other nice thing that I at first was anxious about, but I've decided I don't need to be anxious about, is we were one of the main Marvel Champions content creators for a long time, but there's a ton of awesome content creators, whether they be podcasters or YouTubers or deck builders on Marvel CDB, that, like, there's so much good Marvel Champions content out there now that people aren't going to be starved and begging for some sort of Marvel Champions content. So even though we're still going to be putting it out, I think part of what I want to do is each time we do a Marvel Champions episode, I'm going to talk about what YouTubers I watched play stuff recently. Because that'll give people even more opportunities to go listen to stuff. So definitely, when we do that first Marvel Champions episode, I'll be talking about some of the channels that I've been watching. But there's some really good YouTube channels out there that are super exciting. So the one I'll shout out for today is Journeyman 2 has this series they're doing on their YouTube channel where they try to play every hero in every aspect. So they're rotating through the heroes and all the different aspects. And that's super fun to watch. It's something I've always wanted to do, but with kids and two jobs and everything else in life, there's no way I have a chance. So I use a randomizer to pick my hero and aspect combinations, but I'm just playing like funsy games. But I'm super excited to watch somebody else try to like squeeze all the juice out of the Marvel Champions lemon, right? So I don't think we have to be anxious about that because there's a ton of awesome community and content coming out for Champions, which is cool. All right. I've got two more questions to facilitate our continued recording for today. And then I think we go to our main topic. So, what the last two questions are more along the lines of what I just said. What is, if you could recommend one game from your collection for a Marvel Champions player to play, what game do you think they would enjoy, and why would you recommend it? We'll go with Crimson first, because it'll be a card game for sure.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Honestly, I know I've said it before, but I would say Overpower. Like
a dead card game, of course.
Of course, it's going to be a dead card game. Actually, there is talk of someone doing an Overpower, like, pro, like an updated version of it. But, yeah, no, I mean, I would definitely say check out Overpower. It's not terribly expensive like the old Decipher games are. And it's still Marvel, but it's player versus player instead of player versus environment. And it could be that step you look into to maybe go to like Magic or Star Wars or something like that. That's more competitive style, but yet still keeping you in the Marvel thing. And honestly, you could pick up a couple starters off eBay for like $5-6 each and have a blast.
Nice. I like it. Let's go to Terrence next and see what his recommendation is.
Does that be a game you can buy? I mean, I guess Crimson's going for dead games.
Yeah, it could be anything if you want.
I'm
it
definitely
just can't
not
be Marvel Champions.
I recommend you pick up more Marvel Champions. I would say one of the games that I've been playing recently that I think scratches a similar itch but is different enough is I got the Primal game off from Kickstarter. And it's like another boss battler type of game, but inspired by kind of the Monster Hunter, I think, IP video game, like almost verbatim, with just like different name monsters and kind of different art. But you essentially like pick a class, which is a weapon type, and you get a set of weapon, you get like a set of cards, and it uses a stamina system that is similar to like the resource system in Marvel Champions, where you drop like a hand of 5 cards each turn and you spend, but there's a whole neat kind of mechanic where the sequencing of how you play the cards matter. And so it might say, like, if you play dodge first and then attack, you get to, like, trigger, you know, a different ability. And it has kind of a relatively small board where it's just, like, positioning around the monster that matters. One thing that's neat is that the monster doesn't have a turn, so there's no villain turn, but it essentially just reacts to like moves you're making on the board. So it'll have like icons on the back of the cards that, depending on like if you play an aggression card, the monster might react to you, or if you like start in the monster's rear, like it might do a thing. And so, you know, you're basically making a lot of like fun tactical decisions based off of like kind of all this information you have, and you have to play minimum I think like 2 hunters because the positioning matters. So you have like the rear, the sides, and the front. And so the monster can only actually be attacked kind of at certain, positions, depending on the monster and the stage it's in. So I think it has a very similar vibe to Marvel Champions, but plays pretty differently.
Nice. I've got two recommendations. I'm cheating. I told you all to tell me one, and I'm going to tell you two. So recently my wife and I have been playing through Aeon's End Legacy again, because you can get like a recharge pack for that game. And if you haven't played Aeon's End before, you have like this mage, and you have portals you're casting spells on to defeat a monster. It's cooperative, similar to Marvel Champions. Turn order is randomized between you and the monster, so there's a little bit of like randomness that goes on in there. And it's a deck-building game, kind of like Legendary, where everybody starts with the same deck and you slowly build your deck by purchasing things from the market. But the trick is that it's a deck-building game with no shuffling. And if you know me, I hate shuffling, even though I love card games. So every time your deck empties, you take your discard pile and you turn it upside down. So the first card that enters your discard pile becomes like the first card of your next deck. So it's very important, like the sequencing of the things you're putting in your discard pile and the sequencing of things you're playing, So it's similar to that Marvel Champions aspect of like all cards have two uses. One as like setting up your next run and one as what's happening in that current round. And the Legacy version really gives me the Marvel Champions itch because you have this hero that you create that you slowly evolve through several plays of the game, if that makes sense. And at the end, you then take your hero and you can play them through any of the other non-Legacy versions of the game. So that's been super fun. And we've also been playing a lot of this game that I ended up picking up after Gen Con, but it came out at Gen Con last year. It's called Sail. Let me figure out who it's by. I should have pulled this up ahead of time. But Sail, the board game, is a trick-taking game from 2023. And it's a cooperative trick-taking game for two players. And you are like a boat that's trying to navigate the ocean. And based on who takes the trick, the boat moves towards that player. And you're trying to progress from like a start line to a finish line. And like navigate your way around monsters and do all these things. But you can't communicate during the game. You get to pass like one card to each other at the beginning of each turn. And then other than that, you have to like use what you know that has been played and what you know hasn't been played to sort of navigate your boat to the end without getting defeated by the Kraken. And there's a bunch of different levels of play, so you can play with different experience levels of players and sort of build up your ability to take down the sail. Super fun, super short. It's a great filler game where if we play a game of champions, we play for 3 hours because it's a four-player game against Ronin and it takes forever or whoever. At the end of it, if like two of us want to play a game, we can crank out a game of Sail in like 10 or 15 minutes. And it's a great like palate cleanser for the end of the night. So highly recommended. Love it.
Okay.
So, well, oh yeah, go.
Since you got to do two, I'm going to jump in here with another one. I'm going to do one that's not a dead card game, just in case somebody wants, you know, something that's current. Sorcery TCG.
Gross.
That would be another game that I would recommend. One of the interesting things about it is more of a positioning card game where you have a grid and you are moving things along the grid. It is a very interesting card game and it has a very good feel for like the old 90s card games. It has that art, that feel, that texture feel that those games had. Downside is it is not the cheapest card game to play.
Fair. Is it still in alpha, or do they have cards past that now?
No, so they did their beta run, which has concluded. They're going to do an unlimited run, and their next set, which is Arthurian Legends, is coming out in a month or two.
Awesome. So my next question is sort of the opposite. Someone might stumble upon this podcast in 3 years and start listening at this rechristening of our ship. And they might say, man, I love playing Sorcery TCG or Aeon's End or Primal. Why should I play Marvel Champions? So what's your spin for people of another game? Pick another game you play, and why would players of that game enjoy Marvel Champions? What's your like your 60-second elevator pitch to convince people?
Generally, that's pretty easy for me, when especially since I've been going to a lot of Star Wars tournaments lately. And, you know, they'll ask me, they'll be like, well, I know you do a podcast on Marvel Champions. What's it about? And usually my pitch is Star Wars is a PvP game. You know, we're sitting down. It's one versus one. We're going to, you know, use our decks, fight each other, and then see who's victorious. I'm like, the nice thing about Champions is you can sit down with your friends and you guys are going to work together to accomplish goals versus, you know, fighting each other to see who's better. The nice thing about Champions is it is not about defeating your friends. It is about working together with your friends.
Very good. What would you say, Hone? And what game would you convince people to come over from?
I've mostly convinced my coworkers who play Magic to play Marvel Champions. And the big thing for them is similar to a lot of, I think, people our age. They're busy as adults and they have families and other obligations. So it's just really hard for them to like go to the game store and play. And so having that solo option or being able to play with their partner where they're much more into a game, but they can, you know, do that cooperative thing that Crimson's talking about is just really attractive. So being able to just take your set of favorite heroes that you want to buy or play with, kind of either take the pre-con or kind of get into deck construction if you want to as an option, is just really attractive because the effort is really low. And I think for a solo game, you know, I can get a lot of games in under a minute. And I think the kind of crunchy puzzle that you get, it's just hard to beat for the amount of time for a true solo player. And for people who come actually often from Magic and other competitive games, they're used to net decking. And so Marvel is actually one of the first games that they've gotten into deck construction themselves, just because even though they play a lot of constructed card games, when you're playing competitive, you just oftentimes just play the meta for people who are playing tournaments a lot. Yeah, and so it's just strong, a really, yeah, exactly. So it is a very unique and interesting experience, I think, for those folks.
Yeah, I've converted a lot of Star Wars Unlimited and One Piece players because they're playing this competitive game, and you kind of form like a community, and you're all playing the game week after week, and you become friends. And I always use my Marvel playmats at those games, and they're always like, oh, what's that mat from? It's usually one of like our podcast mats. And I'm like, oh, I play this other game that's Marvel. And I always ask them, who's your favorite hero? And then I cross my fingers and hope they don't say Daredevil or Fantastic Four. And if they don't, typically the hero exists in the game. So I'll be like, oh, come a week or like an hour early to One Piece next week, and I will bring a Captain America deck, and we can beat up on Rhino together. And I teach them the game that way. And I'd say I have like a 33% conversion ratio, where when I do that, within a week I get a ping from the person and they're like, I bought a core set of this game. And amazing, right? Especially playing like that first game with someone you know really ropes people in. But the reason I like to target, not that I'm targeting people, but the reason I like to target One Piece and Star Wars Unlimited players is in those games you pick like a hero or leader to build your deck around. And it's very similar feeling in Marvel Champions, but with the cooperative aspect. So you don't have to build the hyper-tuned removal deck that doesn't let anybody do anything. You can build the deck that does the cool combo that you always wanted to be able to play, but you don't want to take to your competitive tournaments. And it's brought a lot of people in as like their second card game on top of their CCG itch. So I've had a lot of fun with that. All right. That was topic number one for today. Show refocus and things like that. Our shows going forward are also going to be more structured, where we have a couple topics that we rotate through. So topic number two is a Marvel Champions focused topic for today. And it is talking about our favorite memories, heroes, and scenarios from Marvel Champions. So this time we will go with Terrence first and ask, who's your favorite hero and your favorite scenario in Marvel Champions right now?
Right now?
This
I still
minute.
Feel like this minute. I still feel like my favorite hero is Spider-Man. Just good, fast hero from the core set. I feel like I had this moment where I played it for the first time at a demo in Gen Con where you spider sense into a backflip and avoid like a charge from Rhino. It just felt super thematic and really kind of nailed the theme for me in a way that made me love the game. And so there's something always special about that for me. And, you know, I think he plays all the aspects well and still just a fun hero to kind of go back to. And can just support kind of any multiplayer group really well. And as far as favorite scenario, I feel like Sandman's still up there for me. I still really just enjoy, it's not a particularly, I feel like, hard scenario, but I just feel like it's a good, you know, I've replaced Rhino for teaching people with Sandman sometimes, and I still feel like it kind of hits that good like first entry kind of scenario for me.
Nice. Currently my favorite hero if I was going with my cult of the new answer, would be Bishop. I am blown away about how fun Bishop is in the new Age of Apocalypse box. I know everybody's all about magic. She's really cool. She's really strong. She has that mystic trait. But Bishop is just, like, fun to me. Like, sheer joy. Which is funny, because I don't like Bishop as a character at all. So obviously, if I had to pick my favorite hero, it would be Hawkeye. But I'm going to say Bishop for right now, because he's what I'm, like, hot on right now. His whole stick, since we haven't talked about him yet, is getting resources into his hand. Terrence just sent me a message and asked if I just like money, and yes, I love money. Send me all your resources. Anytime you play Avengers Mansion, you have me draw a card. I will love it. But Bishop's super fun. He lets you do one of Americano's old favorite things of, like, using damage as a resource, but literally using it as a resource, because when you take damage from a villain attack, you can discard cards from your deck and then put all the resources into your hand. So, super fun. My favorite scenario? I've been trying to go through the old boxes with, like, some of the Mutant Wave content. And now that Galaxy's Most Wanted has been out for long enough, I feel like we're reaching the point where Ronin no longer feels like a chore. But he's not what I would say my favorite scenario is right now. I think I'm back on the Drang Gang. I've had a lot of fun playing Band of Badoon and Drang with all the new Mutant Wave heroes, because you see a ton of minions, you have that two threat on the main scheme, I believe, if I remember right, so you're having to deal with threat pressure, and you're having to deal with minions, and this dorky-looking villain who doesn't seem like he'd be terrifying, but he actually is once he gets his spear. So I've been playing a lot of Drang in my, like, rev-up matches as I try to go through all the mutants and pick exactly what I'm going to bring to Con of Heroes. So, we'll go to Crimson and see why Wolverine is his favorite.
Actually, I mean Wolverine is definitely the coolest, greatest. But the person I'm playing the most right now is Doctor Strange. Doctor Strange has always been one of my favorite decks. See, I'm not like you and Bishop. I'm not a fan of Doctor Strange comics or anything like that. But I am a fan of his deck design and the way his deck plays and the Mystic cards. And with Magic coming out, we got a whole bunch of more Mystic stuff. So yeah, I've been playing a lot more Doctor Strange again. Yes, he is overpowered. He always will be overpowered. He's just damn good in this game itself. I mean, Wolverine's still the greatest comic book character. But yeah, I've been playing a lot of Doctor Strange and have been rather enjoying a lot of the new cards that I've been able to put in with him.
I feel like you just wanted to say overpower one more time.
it is, you know, it does have a place in my heart.
All right, and favorite scenario?
You know, pretty much anything from the Sinister box or the Sinister Six, the Spider-Man box. I still go back to that box and I'm like, this was a great campaign. I mean, I love playing against Venom. I love playing against them all. And Venom's probably still my favorite fight out of that just because it has a little bit of complexness with it. But yet it is still kind of straightforward-ish. Sandman is incredible. I still enjoy that box quite a bit.
All right. Are any comments on people's answers? Anyone shocked that I didn't say Hawkeye? Well, I did say it, but you know what I mean.
I was pretty shocked by the Doctor Strange pick from Crimson. Was not what I was expecting.
I wasn't either. I thought maybe Lester took over his body for a minute or something, but that didn't happen.
No, I've always had Doctor Strange as an S hero, and he's always, I mean, him, Cap, they've been go-tos forever.
All right. My next question is, if there's a hero trait or, like, archetype that you want to see revisited in Marvel Champions, what is that hero trait or archetype?
More preparations.
Crimson was prepared with an answer, even though I didn't read him that. So his hero response is he's going to flip down and wait for his turn. No, I'm just kidding. Preparations, why?
Well, because first off, Black Widow Yellow is still an amazing set of fun traps. And preparations do remind me of those, like, trap cards. You know, they're cards that have an effect outside of the normal turn cycle of cards. They let you do stuff when you normally can't do stuff sometimes. And I just like preparations, and I always felt bad that they never went back and added more preparations to the game. Like, they've added some more Mystic cards to the game recently, which is great, but
Yeah, I feel like we've gotten a few, like, definitely out of all the, like, underserved ones that came out of Heroes, I feel like Preparations is probably one of the most well-supported. I'm not saying it's, like, super well-supported, but definitely has gotten, I think, an infusion or two, right? Like, in various waves.
I would like to see another hero.
Yeah, a whole hero on it, that'd be cool.
Yeah, I'd like to see another hero, like, you know, Black Widow, which deals with Preparations and gives us just a good grip of preparations at one time.
All right. What do you think, Terrence? What do you want us to revisit?
I feel like one of the most underserved from a hero perspective like that for me is Techniques from Nebula. Like, I feel like it's a cool trait name. Like, you could definitely imagine other heroes having technique kind of things, but it's only in our hero kit, right? So I feel like any of these kind of heroes that, you know, unlike Black Widow, where you actually got aspect cards that had preparation, you have no techniques outside of Nebula's hero set. So I think it'd be cool to have techniques that, like, kind of revisited as a whole if they want to invest in that more.
It's like you're setting me up. I have three answers, but two of them are joke answers. The first one is, in the golden era of Marvel Champions, before we got to the X-Men wave, I felt like every couple packs, we would get an aspect card with Hawkeye art on it. We haven't had that in a long time, right? Like, a real long time. So as soon as this mutant wave is over, I hope whatever happens, we get a ton of Hawkeye art. So that's the first thing. Get back to our, you know, our basics. Thing two, obviously arrows. Same as Nebula, right? It'd be really cool to get a technique in each of the aspects. It'd be nice if there were even more choices so you didn't feel like you had to include, if you're playing Nebula, you better include this technique. And I feel the same way with arrows. If we got some more arrows to work with Hawkeye, I'd be super happy. The thing I'd like to see revisited more is the Gamma trait. I feel like we've got the start of the Gamma trait, and everybody talks about, like, the Attorney trait on She-Hulk, but I'd like to see, like, a Brawn hero pack or something that gives us more Gamma cards to go along with Hulk and She-Hulk. I think that'd be super fun. It would go back all the way to the core sets and shore up one of the heroes that seems to be regarded as one of the weaker ones.
Super Hulk or Red Hulk, yeah.
Red Hulk, Super Hulk.
They could redo Hulk and, you know, make him good for the community. I think he's great the way he is, but I know a ton of people out there can't stand Hulk.
I can stand him, but he usually falls over.
Yeah, he's consistently at the bottom ranked hero anytime I see someone do a tier list, where I think he's much better than what people give him credit for.
All right, I've got two more of our, you know, Marvel Champions best hits questions here. What is, if you could, how do I phrase this question? Crimson led me to this one. So he, you guys don't have the script and you're, like, setting it up ahead of time. I feel like you're hacked into my computer. So we're going to be doing monthly Marvel Champions content episodes, like we said. But as we know, in 2024, there's not a ton of Marvel Champions coming out. Like, we're doing a slower cadence this year, and then it's going to speed back up in future years, we've been told. So we're going to have to fill some of those episodes with cool topics. So one of the things I'd like to do is do some of those collaborative group tier lists, like Crimson just mentioned. So if you could tier list any crazy topic in Marvel Champions, what would it be? And we'll go to Crimson first. Like, you could tier list all of the allies, or, like, all of the heroes based on their art, or whatever. This was a hard question.
Tier list. Cards that produce resources. Outside of the hero kit cards. So that'd be like your Avengers Mansion, your
Helicarrier,
like X-Jet, yeah, all that kind of stuff.
Economy cards, that's what you're saying.
Yes, economy
my economies.
Because okay. Those are some of my favorite cards.
That's fair. I'll give you my answer. My answer would be I would want to tier list modular sets based on who makes Claw the most difficult or most fun or zaniest. I haven't decided.
Isn't that all the same?
Well, for some of us. From a certain point of view. But yeah, I would love to do a tier list of like modular sets with all of us. There's so many mods now that like not everybody's tried every combination, but I always like trying them out with Claw because you get to see more of those boost abilities and they can really throw you off.
There's still some mods that I haven't played yet.
What about you, Hone? What tier list are we doing in July that's your crazy idea?
Oh, you kind of talked about it. I was thinking similarly, there are so many modular sets, and since I also do the Con of Heroes challenges each for the last 2 years, I actually go through every single modular and read through all the cards. I think it'd be fun to like tier modulars. I feel like one of the common things when I kind of go through these challenges, like there are certain types of villains that really love activations, right? Like your Sabretooth or, Venom. And I think I have a few of my go-tos, but it'd be fun to kind of go through and tier like the modulars that I feel like do act like extra activations for villains more. I think that'd be fun to kind of take a look at.
How about a tier list of first villains in boxes? So it'd be like your Rhinos, your...
You could do first, middle, and final box villains.
Yeah, because...
Three tier lists, 3 months. Boom!
We talk a lot about, you know, a lot of the first villains...
Now? We got time.
Multi-heroes, multi-villain scenarios.
Oh, that's true, too. We got lots of topics to do. Look at this. Someone should write these down.
Yeah, somebody should. Keep them in the bank. We're going to need that content.
Fans send those in, right, as listener questions?
You can send those in as listener questions. You just email marvelchampionsmonthly@gmail.com. I read it every night before bed. We get a lot of spam. It's really good.
Are you changing the email based on the new name change?
You know what? Don't ask me the hard questions today. This is emotional enough, Terrence. We don't need that right now. I'm just kidding. Maybe. I don't know.
You better go check and see if mcm@gmail.com is available before you
publish. Somebody don't dark that. We'll do that before we publish. We haven't gotten that far yet. This is fresh. This is fresh off the vine content right now. Okay, our final question. And it could be a hard one. This one you should have all been prepared for. Because I actually put it in the chat ahead of time like I always promise I will, but never do. So, what is your favorite memories from Marvel Champions? It can be one memory. It could be like 10 and we could talk for hours. It's all up to you. What you means, we don't know. That's another memory I have. But we'll go with that question next. What are your favorite memories from playing Marvel Champions, being with the community of Marvel Champions, making content for Marvel Champions, all of the above? We'll go with Terrence. And you can't tell us about that time you played Spider-Man at Gen Con, because you already used that one.
Yeah, I guess I feel like one of my favorite memories at Marvel Champions was the first year of Kind of Heroes where we conned Americano into playing Expert Rhino first night because he doesn't normally play Expert, and
wasn't
I think we stayed up way too late.
Wasn't it Expert Rhino?
Yeah, it was Heroic Expert Rhino. It was just, we eventually won, but I thought it was a lot of fun. It was the first game, you know, I hadn't met any of you before, so it was the first game we actually played together and in person, and we're playing
and
at
I've never
the,
done it again.
Yeah, we never done it. Didn't we? Don't we play? We played like another. Yeah, we also played another. Was it also Heroic?
I think we did a Heroic one last year, the night before the con. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it was just
Rhino
like tradition
again.
Now.
Didn't we just do
just
Rhino
tradition.
Every year?
Okay. Yeah, we should probably do that. But I think it's hilarious that we can get Americano to play Heroic games with us. And so that, I feel like that was just a really memorable kind of experience and a great way to kind of kick off Kind of Heroes for me.
More decisions were made late at night.
Yep.
One of my favorite memories is also just Con of Heroes in general. I got to meet so many people that I had talked to for years over Discord, but didn't have like a face to go with the name. And now I talk to those people more and more frequently every year, especially as we come up to this like great gathering of Marvel Champions fans. So Con of Heroes is super fun. I just found out that tickets are actually sold out for Con of Heroes. We have no tickets left. So the biggest Con of Heroes ever will happen in 2 weeks, and it's going to be sweet. I can't wait to play with a bunch of people again. I try to like get games with as many people as possible. It's impossible to play games with 120 people in one weekend, though. So if I don't get a game with you, I apologize. We'll try to make a game happen at some point. But I really, really like playing games at Con of Heroes. I think it's super fun to meet community members because we all come from different parts of the country and different backgrounds, but we all have one thing in common that we love, and that's really cool. It's neat. We'll do Crimson Max. We'll keep going in circles until people run out of memories. And I'm old. I run out of memories real fast.
I'm pretty much out of memories, but yeah, unfortunately I can't say anything about Con of Heroes.
Not yet.
I don't leave my house. It's just, you know, my thing. The agoraphobic in me, right? No, I'd say some of my favorite memories is the podcast and the banter between, you know, how bad Miss Marvel is and, you know, how good
Hulk
is.
We're trying to get rid of hate mail. Come on, man.
Miss Marvel's terrible. Stop it.
You know what? I'm bringing a Miss Marvel deck to Con of Heroes just for that. Fans, you heard that.
God, I can't stand it. And I was so excited. I was so hyped for her, too. I was like, yeah. And then I played her, and I was like, nope, not for me.
What about Miss Marvel Nova's deck? Do you also hate her there?
The what?
Miss Marvel has a signature ally in Nova.
I mean, she's fine there. It's her mechanics. They just don't work for me.
That's fair. There's heroes that aren't for everybody.
Right.
That's why I get to play all the Hawkeye and no one else has to. I do.
But it's always funny because the community in general loves Miss Marvel. And I very much love Miss Marvel. I just can't stand playing her cards. It's so against the ingrains of my smooth brain, I think.
Another time that I thought was really fun in Marvel Champions was the before times, right? Before the game came out, there were like a ton of people making podcasts, but we didn't all know everything about the game. Like the rules weren't fully known. Sometimes we still feel like the rules aren't fully known, but the rules really weren't fully known back then. So we were like guessing at some of the rules and trying to figure things out. And it was like this giant, like spoilery puzzle. I won't say that's my favorite memory because my favorite memory shouldn't happen before the game comes out. That would be embarrassing. But I think that it's a very vivid memory to me. I remember when everything was forming and we were pinging each other, trying to like get each other into the same show, but we hadn't figured out how to do it yet. You know, like awkward engineers, we like didn't know how to talk. We just stared at her shoes and stuff like that, and we figured it out. So thankfully, we figured it out. Any other awesome memories from Marvel Champions?
Custom cards. Man, I had a blast with the custom cards. I, you know, used to run a mod on TTS to showcase a lot of the custom stuff. I will forever be a fan of the custom community of this game. Even if I don't get along with everyone who makes custom content, I thoroughly do enjoy the community's effort to come up with random, unique stuff like the Ninja Turtles. I still enjoy playing the Ninja Turtles. I think they're great. I wish we could get them, you know, officially in the game because they would be great. And there's just so much of that custom stuff out there that is enjoyable.
That's a good one. I would say that the community is another favorite memory of mine. We have like a ton of people that have come and gone in the community, people that have come and gone on the show. But I've made so many friends through Marvel Champions, whether it be through Discord, at my local store, at Gen Con, at Con of Heroes. I do like work trips to where Terrence lives, and we always make sure to like hang out and get to play at least one game of Marvel Champions. So I wouldn't have any of that in my life if it wasn't for Marvel Champions. So that's like really cool to me. And my mental health data tax, I'll say that.
I'll say on the custom content stuff, some of the fun things for me, even though it's a lot of work, has just been working with Kendi Hawk on the custom content for Con of Heroes. It's not a thing I would have imagined myself doing, but it's been fun kind of ramping up and doing more of that each year. And coming up with villainous scheming and seeing how you know, people react at the con and outside the con for the content. So that's been something I both dread and look forward to at the same time. Can I say that?
Totally. Our team of two is really professional. We do a lot of testing far in advance. Definitely not last minute. Don't worry about it. It's fine. I didn't find a typo in the cards this morning when I was looking through them. Everything's fine. Don't worry about it. Other Marvel Champions memories. Our memory banks might be empty. I told you all to prepare too. We went around the circle twice. So, spoiler alert, everybody. We might be out now because this is the homework I gave them. And you all get A's this time. Good job. My students will be very proud of you.
That's my two.
But I think that's going to wrap up our first monthly, end-of-month episode of Minis, Cards, and More. Very Marvel Champions focused this time because we wanted to give the community insight into why we're shifting the show a little bit, but also some promise and guarantee is the wrong word, but reassurance that none of us are giving up on Marvel Champions. None of us have like fallen out of love with Marvel Champions or stopped playing it. We just play so many things, and we have to prioritize so many things in our life that we want to be able to share whatever we're playing the most with you on a monthly basis. So, any parting words from our four hosts that are here? Right, Addercop? He doesn't have anything to say, so we'll move on. Any parting words, Crimson?
Yeah, if you haven't played Star Wars Unlimited, you should check it out. It's really fun.
Are you saying that might be a topic for a future episode?
It might be the thing that I'm doing the most. It might be the thing that's getting me out of the house the most, other than work.
Unlimited potential, we'll say that. All right, any parting words for Terrence?
No, thanks for having me on. Still super excited, like Dan says, about Marvel Champions, and it's still probably my most played game that I'm personally playing, even though I'm branching out and playing other stuff, and looking forward to just getting games in with folks at Con of Heroes.
Yeah, that's mine. Can't wait to see everybody at Con of Heroes. If you're not making it to Con of Heroes, feel free to join the Marvel Champions Monthly. Oh, gosh, I can't even say that anymore. Feel free to join the... So awkward. Minis, Cards, and More Discord server, where we're happy to talk with you about any sorts of games. We've got a bunch of categories for different games we play. We probably need to make a smooth category, it sounds like, because Krim and I are playing way too much things in a galaxy far, far away. But we would love to talk with you about Marvel Champions and more all over on the Discord server and the socials we have on the social medias and how all that stuff works. Addercop, you do that stuff. Okay. until next time, we are Minis, Cards, and More. Thanks for tuning in.
Later, guys.
See ya.